Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Welcome you today to our LTBS broadcast in the Saviour's name. We're glad that you've been able to join with us. We're going to come around the throne of grace in prayer and seek the Lord's help as we are gathered together. Let's pray. Dear Lord and most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come once again into your presence in and through the name of Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Lord. And we give you thanks today for another opportunity to spend time around your word. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is that light that lightens the darkened souls, souls darkened by sin, souls separated from God. Lord, we thank you for the good news of the gospel, that news of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who left the splendor of heaven and came willingly to this old earth, lived a perfect life of obedience, and went to that cross on Calvary's hill. We thank thee that there the precious Lamb of God shed his blood, that blood that cleanses the sinner from their sin. Oh Lord, we thank you that the way of salvation is freely offered to all who will come in faith and believe. Lord, we pray this day that even as your word goes forth, Lord, we pray that you would take it, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would apply it to the hearts and souls of those that are listening on. Lord, we pray for the one that is unsaved. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would open their eyes to their need of salvation. Lord, that they would see that their sin has separated them from God, and that they face the judgment of God on that great day. Oh, Lord, we pray that you'd speak to them. Lord, we pray for any that are cold of heart, that you would restore them unto yourself. And Lord, for each child of God, Lord, we pray that you would build us up in our most precious faith. Lord, we do pray now for the Reverend Smiley as he will come in a short time to bring your word. Lord, we pray that you would take him and that you would use him for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we pray that he may know help from on high. Oh Lord, bless our coming together now, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We're reading today from the Gospel of Mark on the chapter 4, and we're beginning at verse 35. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. And the Word of God says, "And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And we do know that God will bless the public reading of his own inerrant words. We're now going to sing the hymn, When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way.
Thank you. like to thank Reverend Morrow for leading the service for us today, and we trust the Lord will bless us now as we turn to his precious word. And thinking about the theme today of safety in the storm, the portion of Scripture is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. And as we read through the Gospel of Mark and the other Gospels too, we see the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ as he confronted Satan and the powers of evil, for example, in Mark chapter 5, as he confronted sickness in that chapter 2, and also as he confronted sorrow in Mark 5, chapter 5 as well. His own suffering on the way to the cross, and the cross itself, his sacrifice for our sins, his substitution, his success over death in his resurrection the third day from the grave. What a ministry the Lord Jesus Christ had upon this earth. And in the verses before us, we have the Lord Jesus Christ with his disciples in a boat. In the same boat he had used for a pulpit, he pushed out from the shore and said to his disciples, "Here, let us go over to the other side." And then he fell asleep. Here was God, the master of the universe, asleep in a little boat. They are confronted with a storm. What a storm it was. We see a miracle over the realm of nature. And this miracle is real. It's also a parable of power. It illustrates to us that what the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do in the physical realm, he is able to do in the spiritual realm. It's a wonderful thing when Jesus calms a storm at sea. It's a wonderful thing when the Lord Jesus Christ calms a storm in the human heart. And so this particular miracle is an illustration of life. Here is a picture of life as a voyage in the sea, along with the storms that come up unexpectedly in your life and mine. And maybe as you listen now, you're going through a storm. Your life ship is being tossed to and fro by the waves of adversity. If you're in such a situation just now, in your life, then this passage of God's word will be a means of comfort and strength to you. Safety in the storm. I want you to think, first of all, about the ship. They were traveling by ship. The traveling by ship is a picture of the journey of life. Life is like a voyage. We often think of those words, "Jesus, Savior, pilot me." We often sing too, "Keep me safe till the storm passes by." And when the Apostle Paul talked about his leaving, his going home to be with the Lord, he said, "The time of my departure is at hand." It was a picture of pulling up the anchor, launching out onto the great sea of eternity. And here in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, we have a picture of your life and mine as we journey on toward eternity. The Bible tells us here in verse 36, "And there were also with him other little ships." You see, we're all in this voyage together. There are other little ships beside ours. But there was something especially different about this particular ship. The Lord Jesus Christ was on board this vessel. And if you have the Lord on board the vessel of your life, as your Savior and Lord, that will make a critical difference. Is the Lord on board your vessel just now? Notice the direction here. Verse 35, "Let us pass over to the other side." When the Lord Jesus Christ is on board, we have a sense of direction in our lives. Is the Lord Jesus Christ the captain of your ship?
Have you invited him to take the controls of your life? If you have done, then it will give you, or has given you, some direction. The Lord Jesus Christ, captain of your life, gives you a direction for now, for the future. If you haven't him as captain, your life is meaningless without direction. Without Jesus on board your ship, your life is tossed to and fro by waves with no chart and no compass. Notice the destination here. Verse 36, a lot of people don't know where they're going today. If you ask the average person, where are you going as far as your life is concerned? What's your purpose? So they may say, well, I'm hope to go out on Monday morning and go through to the end of the week. I'm going on holidays at such and such a place. I'm going to meet up with friends. I'm going to have a night out and enjoy myself. They may have a temporal, physical sense of direction. But most people in society today, sadly, have no overall purpose in their lives. It's a terrible thing to drift on life's sea and not know why you're here and what the meaning of life really is. But you'll notice here the storm. Notice the storm. The suddenness of the storm, verse 37, there arose a great storm of wind. The storms of life come up suddenly and severely. There arose a great storm of wind. Are you in a storm today? A financial storm? A business storm? A professional storm? A career storm? A storm in your family? In the workplace or wherever you are at this moment in life? Whatever kind of storms you're facing, they make you anxious. They make us all anxious. And this storm came up suddenly. This was common, of course, on the Sea of Galilee. If you have knowledge of that particular region, you will know about the geography of that area and how the storm comes suddenly. And that's the very way life is. Things can be just so calm, and then all of a sudden, there's an emergency. A text on our phone, an email, a telephone call, a knock at our door, death, a doctor's appointment, a diagnosis, a terrible accident, an overwhelming tragedy. We all need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives because we never know what the next moment will bring. A storm. You need Jesus in the midst of the storm of your life. Is the Lord Jesus Christ on board your vessel? Is the Lord Jesus Christ there should the storm come suddenly? But then we think of the severity of the storm. Look at verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Sometimes the storms of life are so severe that the strongest of people are afraid. They're afraid of going under, afraid of not being able to survive. Here's a storm of suffering, a hurricane of heartache, a tempest of turmoil, a squall of sorrow. Oh, the sufferings that can come into our lives. And maybe that's where you're at just now. Sometimes storms of sorrow come into our lives. Remember this, that earth hath no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And sometimes God digs the wells of joys with the spade of sorrow. There is no life where sorrow does not come. There is no human being who doesn't have grief in life.
We must note that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ on this boat did not keep the storm from coming. The Bible says that our Father in heaven causeth the rain to fall upon the just and the unjust. In each life, some rain must fall. Anguish knocks at the door of every heart. Is it knocking at your door just now? Pain makes its way into every home. But you know, there's something wonderful here. There's not only the ship. There's not only the storm, but there's the Savior. The Savior stills the storm. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 29, He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. No waters can overcome a ship when the Lord Jesus Christ is present. He was on top of the situation. We have the Savior sleeping here in verse 38. And here's a beautiful blending of the divinity and humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God, but He is also man. God and man in one person. As man, He was asleep on the pillow. And yet, He is God, there to calm the storm. Isn't that wonderful? See how upset the disciples were here. They were in a frenzy. They were in a panic. Master, carest thou not that we perish? They thought they were going down. They had lost hope and they were gripped by fear. They were overcome by it. They were crying out to Jesus in their panic. Lord, don't you care? How often people say that. Don't you care about me and my storm? Aren't you interested in my situation? How often people say those things. We find the answer in verse 40. He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it ye have no faith? You see, there Jesus put the two things in opposition, fear and faith. They're mutually exclusive. Fear and faith cannot exist in the same heart. Fear is looking at the storm. And how often we do that. And perhaps you're doing that now. Faith is looking at the Savior. Oh, may we get our eyes off the storm tonight and get our eyes on the Savior. Lift up your eyes to the hills, from whence doth come your help. Your safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. You know, the Savior was sufficient here. Verses 39 to 41. He arose, the Bible tells us. And when the storm arose, Jesus arose. Notice the words of Jesus, peace be still. The wind ceased, there was a great calm. A miracle took place. At His word, the sea was calmed, the storm was stilled. And the disciples looked at Jesus and said one to another, in the midst of the storm, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Oh, my friend, if you're to be safe in the storms of life, invite Jesus into your heart. Invite Him to come in just now. Christian, exercise faith in the One who is in control of all the storms that will come upon you in the course of life. Look to Him. Rest in Him. Rely upon Him. And He give you that peace in the midst of the storm. May God bless His word to all our hearts just now. Let us pray. Father, indelibly write upon the fleshy tables of every heart the truth of Thy word
And we pray that thy truth will reach every heart. Even now, speak to those who know thee not. Lead them to the Lord Jesus. And to those of us who know thee, that we may rest in thee in the midst of the storms of life and know the peace that passeth all understanding, filling our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We ask it in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.